take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
You're listening to The Voice, the Summit Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to The Summit Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go!
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Welcome to the two-time Spin Award-nominated, two-time Stellar Award-considered, controversial, off-the-meters radio station in the land. It is your boy, the Psalmist Voice. With an all-star lineup just for you. Live on 365 Daily, and you can catch us on FB Live at TPV Radio. Let's go! Starting with the exclusive interview with your boy, the Thomas Voice, by appointment only. Sunday, TPV Reloaded with the Familia at 2 p.m. Tuesday, Victory over the Weights of Life with Mr. Deanne LeBreen at 6 p.m. Wednesday, Illuminating Word Ministry with Apostle Dr. Forrest L. Walker at 5 p.m. Thursday, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Darcy Patterson, the Reality Coach, at 6 p.m. Saturday, it's Saturday Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones. On Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4 p.m. Coming soon, The Locker Room with Coach D and staff to be announced. You can listen to all of our shows on Live 365. Just download the app, search the Summit Voice Radio Network, or watch us on Facebook Live at Radio. Just like the page at TPV Radio, and you're in there. Join the family by subscribing to www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us in relationship, process, and purpose, family, and let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Eat all the meat up, yeah. Spit the bones out. Drink all the milk up. Start acting like you grown now. Not just a hero, you a doer of the word, right? Now that you hear, hey, what you doing with the word, right?
Hey, poetic, bring the drums in. Let me preach a little. Just let me speak a little. Trying to get the streets delivered. Hey, marijuana ain't got nothing on my Jesus, bruh. And if you want it, you can have
it's
some of your Jesus,
cousin,
bro.
Your
nothing
brother,
changed,
your
breaking
nephew,
chains like we supposed to be.
A real
keep the money,
talk,
keep the fame.
Pastor
you.
Byron,
you don't need a microphone, some of you need to. You don't need a microphone, some of you need to stop.
You get that boy your vacuum and some when they...
Everybody, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Talk. Hey, yo, this is April 1st, 2021. And, hey, I appreciate everybody for being with us. I know it seemed like it's been a while. It's been a few weeks, but, hey, it's all good. It's about content, ladies and gentlemen. It's about content. It's about coming on when I got that right content for everybody to hear. So, again, hey, we here today. We are here on April 1st, the first month of April, yo. And, hey, it is almost the middle of 2021, yo. Can y'all believe that? It is almost the middle of 2021. That is crazy. That is crazy. So I appreciate everybody that's with us. Hey, if you're on right now and you're watching live, go ahead, share it with somebody, tag somebody, have somebody come on in, have somebody come and join us, because we got a great show for you today. Now y'all know how I do. Y'all know I'm about community. I'm about people in the community being heard, organizations being heard. Y'all know that's how I do it. Y'all already know that's how I ride. So that's where we at. But content, ladies and gentlemen. So hey, just stroll in for a little bit, and we gonna get this good content for you. So before I start, I definitely want to send a shout out to TBV Radio Network. As a matter of fact, let me make that correction. Stellar Considered TPV Radio Network. That's what I'm talking about. They are Stellar Award Considered from TPV Radio Network. The most controversial radio station in the land. So big shout out to them for their consideration for the Stellar Award. And I'm going to get that information to where you can go in and you can vote. You can vote for them. And I'll get that information to you and let you know you can go in and vote. I already cast my vote, so hey, it's time for you to cast your vote for TPV Radio Network. So big shout out to Pastor Chris Newton, Lady Shanice Newton, all the TPV Radio family, everybody that's rolling with TPV Radio. We surely appreciate you. I salute you. I want to send a big shout out to my wife, Lady Latanya Sego. Hey, I appreciate you, all my kids. We thank you. And I just appreciate everybody. Everybody's riding with Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, Blessings on the Block Community Outreach. All y'all. Everybody. That's it. All y'all. I'm just going to leave it at that. All y'all. I appreciate all y'all for everything that you do. And I pray that God continue to bless you. The blessings to every one of you and all that you do. So look, we're going to get ready to get into this show on tonight, on this afternoon, on today. And we got a great show for you. I got a great young lady that's coming on. And I'm going to let her tell a little bit about herself as she comes on. But this is a great young woman. Has a lot in her brain. There's a lot going on in her brain. Wants to do a lot for the community. So we're going to bring her on. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Charla Chambers of A Step Together. What's going on? How you doing?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You feeling all right? You straight?
I'm all right.
All right, so I hope you ain't shaking a little bit, because I know you said you was a little nervous, but that's all good, though. It's all good. So look, hey, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we got Miss Charla Chambers. She is the founder and the executive director of A Step Together. And look, she has a lot that's going on in this community. 27 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 27 years old, already has started in the community, working in the community at a young age. And you don't really see, that's right. You don't normally see too many people at that young age grinding in the community like she's grinding. And that's what she's doing. So she's definitely showing up, and she's showing out, and she's doing what she's doing the things that God has called her to do for the community. So, Charla, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. So my name is Charla. I am a former foster kid of Killeen, Texas. I'm passionate about giving back. I'm passionate about changing the way people experience traumatic situations. So that's mainly my objective, and that's really what basically helped me come up with the idea for A Step Together.
Okay. Now, I did get your age right. You said 27, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you mentioned that you were you're from Killeen, that you're a foster child yourself. So was that one of the driving forces for you to form Step Together? And if so, what was it by having that experience being a foster child, what was it that you saw that you felt that you need to make a change in that helped you go to try to make the experience better for foster children?
That is the number one reason why I decided to create the organization. It's very traumatizing, and I think a lot of people don't understand the effect that it really takes on the child. Even as an adult, I still struggle so much with abandonment and trust issues, and I just feel like everybody's out to get me, you know. So it took me a while to understand where this pain came from, and it makes life hard, you know. So I really wanted to create an organization to be able to reach out to other kids so that they know somebody out there loves you. You are loved. You are worthy. You are grateful. You're not alone, and you're gonna be okay.
Yeah. So I think for you, that caused you to form a Step Together, it was that feeling like you were alone and feeling like you were abandoned, because mm-hmm. I think you did share with me that that, you know, later on as you got older, you went and you sought and you found your actual biological mother, but I guess it was that sense of she kind of like didn't want to have anything to do with you. So
yes.
Was that one of the things that really sparked it, or was just the overall whole experience of being a foster child?
I want to say it's honestly the whole experience, and actually conversing with other former foster kids, you know, we relate on so many levels, but it's like we get overlooked, you know, so it's a lot.
Yeah. Now, by being a foster child, do you think that had any major effects in your life? Because I think what we hear a lot, and I know you can agree with this, we always hear about, you know, we hear how people grow up and how they grew up affected their lives, and they grew up in this certain type of environment, and that's why they doing this, or they did that, or they doing this and they did that. Now, do you think that is a factor in some sense? Not in all things, because, you know, you can get yourself out of certain situations, but you think that, do you believe that has some root cause of experiences in your life and how you deal with certain things in life by being a foster child?
I yes, sir, absolutely. It carries on with you, you know, my thought process and the way I see people and my way of logical thinking. It's defective, in my opinion, just because I didn't grow up with that motherly love, that fatherly love. I didn't grow up with both of my parents. It really takes a toll on you. So I had to learn things on my own. So I sometimes didn't grasp the concept of something the way that I should have, and it has affected me as an adult, but it's still a learning process. So going through that journey really has affected me. I really feel like that's why a lot of former foster kids, they are abusive, or that's why they commit suicide, or that's why their statistic rates are a lot higher than kids who were raised with their biological parents.
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask you this: what age were you at when you realized that you were considered a foster child? At what age did that really sink in your head?
Actually, at the age of 25. I have an aunt who works for CPS, and I already had the idea that I was going to do the organization. So I asked, and I said, "Hey, am I considered a foster kid?" Because I did end up in kinship, basically meaning I was removed from my biological parents and placed in the home of another family member. But at the end of the day, I'm still a ward of the state. So, you know, I didn't know I was considered a foster kid until she sat me down and explained to me, you know, hey, yeah, you fall under this category. So at that point is when it sunk in, like, ooh, this is real. And, you know, I'm older, I'm grown by that time, but it just really doesn't hit you.
Yeah, yeah, because you probably had that mentality that you just staying with, you know, you staying with, you know, another family member, you know, for
exactly.
Some reason. Yeah, yeah, I got you, I got you. Okay, so look, a Step Together, a step together. Where did the name, where did the concept come from of a step together, the name? Talk to the listeners about that.
It originally was called A Promise Remembered, just because I wanted foster kids to remember that they were remembered and that they were important. But for some reason, it just didn't stick with me, so I decided to change it to Step Together, just because, you know, we're in this together, no matter whether we're homeless or, you know, you're a victim of abuse or whatever it is, we all have to get through these challenges together. So let's take the first step together.
Yeah, right. Now, one thing you said, one thing was real important that I think you said was doing this thing together. So, you know, and I think you and I, we talked about the community and how it seems that we're the community that we're living in. We're talking about this Central Texas community. It seems like we're so close, but we're so separate. So, why do you think that is?
Well, as we know, the cities are so close, but everybody seems, this is higher class of Central Texas, this is the lower class of Central Texas. Oh, I didn't do this in school. You know, the athletes versus the band players in school. It's just, we don't see eye to eye. Somebody has to be better than one another. When at the end of the day, we're all equal. We learned that during COVID. We're all the same.
Right. Exactly. And I think if we haven't learned anything yet, well, if we haven't learned, we gonna learn, and we need to learn real soon that we got this hierarchy that, well, let me say this, there is a hierarchy that society lives by, or a hierarchy that society has built, all right, a hierarchy that society has developed, and based on that hierarchy, that's the type of person who you are based on that hierarchy. So if you're up high on the hierarchy, if you the cream of the crop, or if you the bubbles that float on top of the root beer, then you got it going on. But if you at the bottom of the glass, if you at the bottom of the glass, then you seem to be nothing. You just what a straw is that stirs at the bottom and they stir you up. So that's just an analogy, but I think the community has built that hierarchy, and I think by you forming a step together and doing what you're doing, you know, for the community, for all foster children, not just those that may have come from a lower income family, but there are a lot of foster kids out there that come from middle class and higher income families as well. Is that true?
Absolutely, yes.
So, what does a step together do? Now, let me say this before you say your part. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a step together has Blessings on the Block Community Outreach has been afforded the honor to be able to be a resource and partner with Step Together as a vital resource for that organization. Yeah. So, Blessing on the Block Community Outreach, we're definitely honored to be able to be a part of Step Together and join with Step Together and helping the community. So what does a Step Together do?
We provide resources to foster families and the foster community. We basically are here to bridge the gap between the child welfare system and foster care. There's a lot of issues within the system, and when children get removed, sometimes they get removed with nothing but the clothes on their back. So we're here to step in and, you know, do you need food? Do you need resources? You know, do you need pull-ups? Do you need anything like that? That's what we're here for. We have mentoring programs, and that actually starts in the fall of this year. So we're going to reach out to the community, and whether you're a foster child, whether you're at risk, or whether you just need someone to look up to, we have our mentors here to guide you through whatever challenges you might be facing. We actually just partnered with an emergency foster shelter, where we're going to be doing birthday parties for them. So again, when children get removed, I didn't have a lot of birthday parties. So these children in these group homes and foster homes don't have birthday parties either. So now set together, we'll be getting together and giving them a cake, giving them gifts, and just giving them a party so that they feel special on their special day. So it's little things like that that we do in the community just to make sure that children get to experience their, you know, a good childhood.
Yeah, yeah, because one thing people don't realize, especially when you're young, people don't realize that something as small as having a birthday cake or having a birthday party at a young age, people don't realize how vital it is and how it makes a child feel, especially at a young age, you know?
And then especially when their parents aren't there. I had a little girl write me in, you know, we have a little form that they fill up, you know, what do you like, what kind of toys do you want, you know, where do you want to have it at, what's your favorite animal? She put, I don't know, to every single one of those, but the last, there wasn't even a box for it. She wrote it at the bottom and said, can I please have my parents at my party with me? And it broke my heart because you don't think about that. Little kids really don't care about the toys and the glitter. They just want to be around their parents. So for,
yeah,
you know, a child to have a birthday without their parents, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and just those little things that we now that we're older, we didn't realize, as you know, as when we were younger. I know I didn't realize when I was younger about, you know, how those little small things really affected me. But now that I'm older, I can look at children and see how those little small things affect it. You know, will affect people, and I think that's a great program to give kids parties. I mean, that's great, and I'm so excited that Blessings on the Block Community Outreach has the opportunity to be a partner with you before a step together reaches the point to where Blessings on the Block, y'all a little bit too small for me now. Now I'm rolling with the big dog. So you know, I want to get it in before that. So how do you, By working in the community, now let me say this, by being a young, you're a young woman, by being a young black woman with an organization like that, how difficult has it been for people to take you seriously?
Oh, surprisingly, it's not as difficult as I thought it was going to be, but I do tackle those challenges. Right now it's really just myself running a step together, so I have to make sure I know the knowledge, I have to make sure I know the language, I have to make sure I know, you know, the little ins and outs of things before I go approach a bigger organization. And if they're not black owned businesses, you can't relate, you can't understand how hard it is for me to come to you and ask for help and ask you, you know, would you love to help me, a young black woman, make an impact in the community. So it's very intimidating, and sometimes can even be very discouraging when, you know, they bring me some information and I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I have to make sure I get that knowledge so I can be on the same level.
Right, right. And that's why I think when you and I conversated, you know, I told you that it was really, really important to have those little small, minute nonprofit 101 knowledge that people expect people to have. So you already told you the deal. You know I'm here. So let me go back and say something that you said. You said that it's difficult to go to an organization that as a black woman, as a young black woman, sometimes it's difficult to go to a non-black organization and ask for help. Well, can I be real with you real quick? I'm gonna be real. All right. So, do you believe? Now, this is from my experience. Do you know it's more difficult for a black person to go to a black organization and ask for support as opposed to going to a white organization and ask for support?
Okay.
Why? And I'll tell you why. And I know the engineer, I know Pastor Christopher Newton, he's hearing what I'm saying. A lot of times, you as a black woman, you go into an organization, another black organization, okay, and you're seeking help. And your organization could be very well doing something at a higher level in their organization, and then they will not want to give you help because they feel that you're going to step over there on top of their organization and
okay.
propel past them without knowing, like you said, that this whole thing is a step together. So
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of times, and I'm being
what?
Real. I'm being real. A lot of times it's easier for you. It's easier for us. All right, I'm talking about black males and black females. There's a lot of times it's easier to go and seek help from non-black organizations because they're more susceptible to help as opposed to black organizations. And I'm just being real, and I'm telling you this from experience. I'm not making anything up. I'm not pulling the rabbit out of my hat. I'm telling you from experience. So. That's why I asked that question. Has it been very, very challenging for you by being a black woman, especially going to black nonprofit organizations? So have you tested the waters with that and saw? I mean, have you seen any issues with the difference between the different types of organizations by going to a black-owned organization or a white-owned organization? Now, this is not about black and white. I want to make sure that everybody understands this. This is not what this is about, okay? This is real talk, and I told her that I don't go by a script. We talk real. So have you experienced anything like that as far as not being welcome at this different type of organization as opposed to another type of organization?
You know, it took you just now for you breaking it down to me to actually see and think about what you're saying. I just recently reached out to an organization, and you know, I thought everything was going well, and all of a sudden, kind of just got dry on me. Like that person was no longer interested. And again, now that I think about it, I got that from my own versus going to someone who was not African American. So. I do see where you're coming from, and I didn't think that I had experienced it, but I have, and it's like I just completely overlooked it. But you are absolutely correct, and now that I sit and think about it, it shouldn't be that way. Everybody should be wanting to help the community, no matter what color we are, no matter who's, you know, more popular than one another. We should just be able to work together because we have to work together. Like we are one.
Right. Well, I just got a question from someone from the TBV Radio Network, the CEO of TBV Radio Network, who wants to know how can he be a part of the movement. So, I'll hook you up with him. Y'all hook up, and y'all make that thing together. Because I know one thing that TBV Radio Network does is. They have a website and they put in the events up on the website. So,
that's awesome.
So I'll get you hooked up with Pastor Chris Newton and y'all go from there. So,
yes,
so,
thank you.
So yeah. So absolutely, yeah. Big shout out to TBV Radio Network for that love.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
But definitely, like you said, it's crazy, and I can tell you this. And I'm not going to get really deep into it until we come back from break. But I tell you that we talked about how – well, let me ask you this before I get into this subject because this is going to get deep. So finding the right people to be a part of your organization, how difficult has that been?
Ooh, that's difficult. That's very, very difficult. Not everybody has the same values and the same beliefs, and it gets very tricky. So it's hard to find like-minded people who are willing to do right by you, and that's my issue.
That's good. Now I'm gonna stick a stick pin in that like-minded people part. We gonna get it up. Yeah, we gonna talk about that when we get back. So hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got Ms. Charlotte Chambers here with a step ahead. A step together. I ain't a step ahead. I'm a step ahead of myself. So we got Ms. Charlotte Chambers, the founder and executive director of a Step Together nonprofit organization here in Killeen, Texas. So, yo, look, QBB, we got to take a break. They got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with the second part of the show.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can wash away my sins?
I'm sorry, brother, but I heard you made it all worse. I'm stuck, I don't know what works. I know it ain't all your fault. You're just as flawed as me. And plus, I know what it's like when I let Satan talk to me. And yo, I've read all these books, and I've read all these verses. So why when I progress, do I get caught reversing? I'm trying to keep it moving, just trying to find your grace. But I just feel like in my life I made so many mistakes.
What can wash away my sins?
And they don't understand where I've been lately. I've been battling myself, but can he save me? I put my faith up on that shelf and yeah, it changed me. You can tell that I've been lazy, it's the world that I was craving. But then I had a dream. He said that life ain't even always what it seems. Every test is a lesson, every lesson is a blessing if you choose to see the message.
Tell me what can wash away my sins.
I'm still standing by his grace, it disappeared. All of my failures, all my shame, now I see clear. And that's because no other name has brought me near. And I can't wait to see his face, I'm pressing on. All my mistakes, they are erased and now I'm strong. It's like the judge has closed the case, I can't move on. And yeah, I've moved from place to place, but now I found where I belong.
Give us the plan of Jesus.
This is Pastor Bill Jenkins of Destinyland Christian Center in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio.
What's good? We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, and we are rolling. We are talking with Ms. Charlotte Chambers, the founder and executive director of A Step Together. So, Charlotte, before we get any further, right, I need people to know, where can they find out more about A Step Together and where can they support Step Together?
You can go to our website at www.thesteptogether.com, just like the name, Our Facebook and Instagram tags are the same as well, a step together. Tried to keep it simple so everybody would be able to, you know, reach out to us.
Gotcha. And look, ladies and gentlemen, on that website, right, there's a little page that says donate. You feel me? There's a little chain there, but I'm going to do it. So there's a little tab that says donate, right? So if you go to a www.stepptogether.com, there's a little tab that says donate. Click on that tab and look, give, all right, donate. Donate what you can, because I'm going to tell you right now, the hard work that she's doing and the type of organization that she has, it takes things to run that organization and to help these kids, all right? It takes things to help these children through the things that they're dealing with, all right? So support this organization. I mean, I ask you to support this organization, this young woman, and this great organization, because it's really, really important. Because I will tell you right now, all right, I will tell you right now that we don't see people's situations until those situations hit our front door. Now we can sit back and point the finger and talk all we want about, well, they can do this, well, they can do that. But, well, it's easy for you to say, but it's not easy for you to do, because those situations hadn't hit your front door. So go on to steptogether.com, donate. You see all the resources on there. She has plenty of resources, plenty of people she's partnered with. You'll see Blessed on Block Community Outreach. You'll see all those resources, but support is steptogether.com. So that's my spiel on that. So we were talking about like-minded people. All right, dig into that a little bit.
I mean, not everybody has to have the same mentality. Just more so, you know, let's have the same mission for the community. Let's make sure that we're focusing on the right thing. You know, not everybody, you know, some people want, like you even said, to ride your coattail. I don't need anybody to ride my coattail, but let's make it together. Let's make this change together. And we all have to have that same mentality, just in my opinion, to make things work. I know everybody might have different views and different opinions and different ideas, which is awesome. Let's just make sure it's towards one common goal.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you ain't got to agree with everything a person does, but if there's a person that got the same grind that you have, if there's a person that has the same energy you have about the community, then it's going to be successful. But if you're about grinding, you're about having that energy, and somebody else is about sitting on their hands with their fingers in their pocket, then that's not the right person to be a part of. For you to be around, because eventually they're going to start bringing around more people with their hands in their pocket around you, and next thing you know, you're gonna feel like, okay, well, I guess I don't really need to do this. This doesn't mean anything. So listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, being around like-minded people don't mean that everybody you have to be around has to agree and do everything that you the same way that you do. All right, that's not what being around like-minded people means. Being around like-minded people means that they have the same grind as you have. They have the same energy that you have about achieving what needs to be achieved. So just like you said, Charla, being around like-minded people is really, really important, especially when it comes to having a nonprofit. Now, let's talk about these coattail riders. And you know I like this part right here. So
yeah.
Have you experienced those coattail riders yet?
I have. I know how to kind of nip it in the bud right then and there. And it was a nice lady who actually reached out to me, and I was all for it until she started giving me a little details, and it was kind of like, okay, so it's still an idea. You haven't really got it off the ground yet. And not saying, you know, I need you to do something for me, but, you know, it has to be equally beneficial. I can't help you build yours while I'm still building mine. You know, we have to build it together and work together and have something to offer one another. So it's easy to get caught up in the trap, like you said. It's easy to fall for it, and then when it's showtime, it's just me.
Right.
You know, so it's yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about those experiences, about how many times that, you know, I've dealt with that. Coattail riders, you know, they're out there, and those coattail riders will try their best to ride your coattail to progress their organization, and then once they get their organization, well, they want their organization, that they gonna drop you like a hot potato, and then they gonna leave you, and then they gonna move on. Now talking about what we had began to talk about before, because I know this is gonna get a little deep. Remember I said, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's listening, all right? This is not about black or white, all right? This is not about black or white. This is about real, all right? This is about real talking. Unfortunately, one of the things we talked about before is that for some reason, our own communities won't support those nonprofits within our own community, and I'm talking about the black community. So here's one of the things that I've seen. Okay, for some reason, our own people, I'm talking about the black community, they don't take these organizations seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Chris. I appreciate that. Look, they don't take them seriously. But if it was an organization of a different color, they seem to take that more seriously than they would their own people's organization.
Say what?
Now why is that, you think? I mean, can you answer that, or do you have a thought on that?
I've always wondered, and it goes into, like you said, deeper than just organizations. It could be, you know, you don't want to see your black sister make it better than you are. You know, I've never understood that, so I don't have an answer to that. It shouldn't, as we know, it shouldn't be that way, but it is, and I feel like that's just what it is in life, too. It could be, you know, he got a newer car than I did, now I don't want to fool with him. Why?
Yeah,
exactly. It's just like we don't want to see each other on the top.
Yeah, you know why? Because those other ones those are the ones that want to be on the top, and we got to realize that we share in this thing. We share in this thing together. We share in this thing together. If one moves up, then that's just another great looking. That's just something that's great in the community for the black community. Now, I can tell you that there are more. Let me talk about Blessings on the Block community outreach for a minute. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have some great supporters. All right. But the problem that I have with some of the supporters is that the supporters don't stand behind what they say they're going to support. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And those are our own kind. They'll scroll through your Facebook page. They'll scroll through your Instagram page. They'll scroll through your Twitter. They'll look through all that stuff. And it's happening to you too, believe it or not. You just don't know it. But they'll scroll through, all right. And they just want to be nosy to see what you're doing.
Say what?
And won't support you not one time. And these are our own people that's doing that.
And it's like you would think.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was. You know, you would just think that if you see them just like you. You have one of the main, most common struggles. You know, we're both black. You should be proud for me that I made it this far, and know that you can get this far as well, and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and we don't see that. But what we do see is, only thing we see is that there's another organization out there that's trying to do something, and I've been trying to do this for 5 years, and I haven't been humble enough to go and ask for help or ask somebody to mentor me and teach me and show me what I need to do right to get this thing off the ground. So I'm gonna hate on somebody else because I've been trying to do it. So I'm gonna want them to do it. I wasn't successful, so they ain't gonna be successful either. So I'm gonna try to do everything I can to not support them. But I will tell you this, and I will say this: there are individuals that will pour more support into an organization that is not of our own culture, as opposed to be to another culture, because you know, they'll pour more into that than they'll pour into their own kind, and it's ridiculous.
Yes,
we see it coming. But in the midst of all that, we just gotta keep grinding. We gotta keep God in our foreview and not in our rear view. And we gotta let them folk. And sometimes we gotta separate ourselves from them folk too. We got to separate ourselves from the folk too. So the organization, right? So we're talking about a step together. Has it been difficult to get all the resources that you need to try to help the community, help the kids in the community? Has the resources been tough?
It definitely has, especially during COVID. Like I mentioned before, a lot of children are removed and they don't have anything but their clothes on their back. So I was asking for, you know, clothes for girls and boys, all ages, all the way up until the age of 17 to newborn. But with COVID going on, you know, a lot of these facilities aren't taking used clothing. And it's already difficult to get the used clothing. So imagine how difficult it is to get somebody to go out and buy a whole new outfit for a child who's not yours. So it's been extremely difficult, whether it's donations of monetary donations, food donations, clothing. It was very difficult. I'm just now starting to get, you know, some clothing donations rolling in, you know. So I know it takes time, but it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah. And sometimes it's discouraging because you want to do so much and our mentality is that we want to help everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is that we're not going to be able to help everybody, every single person. We're not going to be able to do that. But I guarantee you, that as long as we try to put our best foot forward and try to help as many people as we can, then that's going to be the success of a step together. So, and I know that a lot of, like you said, a lot of places aren't accepting used clothes. So a lot of thrift stores and things like that, they don't have used clothes because they're not taking used clothes.
Or the
few used clothes that they did have, they've gotten rid of because people have bought them out.
Yep, that's exactly, yes. And I don't think, I mean, and I understand the safety precautions, but it's really times like these. I just found out yesterday Bell County is one of the highest counties in Texas to have children removed. So imagine all those children being removed that don't have clothing, even simple things like socks. So it's just, you know, it's like a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. Now, so a step together. So at what point of the process do you step in? At what point, say a child is removed from the home, at what point do you step in the middle? Not in the middle of the process, but at what point do you become a resource to the child in the process once they've been removed from the home?
It actually just depends on what agency contacting. I also work with the CPS, so sometimes they will contact me in the beginning stages and say, we have family who's going through the situation, baby girl doesn't have any diapers. I can then provide the diapers, or versus when a child has been removed and is now in a foster home, the foster parents contact me and say, hey, I just had 3 kids that were placed with me and I don't have any food. That's where I would step in. So it just depends on which agency, because I work with the CPS, I work with the foster agency, private adoption agencies, and I work with the community, so the parents reach out to me myself.
Okay. Yeah. And that's one vital resource that that I've already told you that we're here for.
Thank you.
So and you know what, and we laughed about this, but you know, we told each other like, hey, you know, whatever we're here for, you know, we're here for each other. Now, you already told me, you kind of already told me, you like, I don't know if I'm going to go out in the hood with you, nothing like that now. I might pass on that one, but I got you though. You said, I don't know if I can go out there with you, but I got you though. Whatever you need, I'm with you. But
yeah,
you know, but you gonna have to roll by yourself when you go down the hood now.
Oh yeah.
No, it's straight in, but that's okay, because what we have is we have different organizations that have different missions, and even though we have our different missions, we can find our ways to help each other even with our different missions, because
exactly.
There are a lot of contacts that you have where I can call you and say, hey, Charla, I need this, or I'm this is a program I'm trying to start, and you can be able to say, okay, hey, here's where you can go, and vice versa. So, and that's one thing we got to get. Even though we have a number of organizations, they all have different missions. Somewhere, at some point, we can all help each other in some way.
We can. We definitely can. And I feel like everybody's general, their overall purpose is to really help somebody, or, you know, fix somebody's issues. So at the end of the day, we're all working as one to fix the community. Why not work together?
Right, right. It's about community, and mm-hmm. and that's, you know, unfortunately, if you're not in, a certain clique, all right, or if you're not in a certain group within an organization, okay, or if you're not in a certain set of organization, then unfortunately people look at you as an outsider. Okay, they look at you as an outsider. Now, having dealt with being a pastor in this community, I know Pastor Chris Newton, him and I talk about it all the time, having been a pastor in this community, and now having a nonprofit in this community, unfortunately, if you're not in a certain clique, or if you're not in a certain group, or if you're not known by this certain clique of people, then they don't want to be bothered with you.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree.
In the grand scheme of things, it shouldn't be that way.
I don't.
So how do you feel a Step Together is different from any other organization? What makes a Step Together different?
We serve so many different, and I know I always address foster children, but so many different situations that we're willing to work with. Hey, you help the community, let's work together. Some way, somehow, we can work together. And a lot of organizations aren't like that. If you can't benefit me, I can't benefit you. We don't need to work together. To me, it's how can we work together to benefit the community? We don't need to benefit one another. Let's benefit the community. And I feel like it's the sense, you have to have a sense of community in your organization.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we have.
That's good. That's good. You gotta have that sense of community. You gotta be able to love your community, or have mm-hmm. a passion for the community. You know, regardless if it's Killeen, Harder Heights, Cove,
mm-hmm.
Temple, Belton, it don't matter. It does not matter, you know. Charla lives in Killeen, and I stay in Harder Heights. But what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference.
Mhm. Mhm.
TPP Radio within Killeen. Yeah, go ahead. Mm. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. Go ahead.
TPP Radio is in Killeen, and Light Old Fellowship Ministry is in Harder Heights. So what difference does it make when our whole heart should be in helping the community?
I agree, and I feel like it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter what community, and I just I feel like there's a sense of community in everybody. And we, like I said before, we all noticed it during COVID. You know, you have to think about all the frontline workers who were here in Texas and flew out to New York to help the people out there. We're all one. You know, we have to work together to get through, whether it's a good situation or a bad situation. You have to lean on somebody, and there needs to be somebody for you to lean on. And that's what the sense of community should be.
Right. And I tell you, we're talking about community. It should not take a tragedy for the community to come together.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Listen to me. Look, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening, why is it that when the snowstorm came, everybody loved each other? Everybody was, we here for the community. Everybody, I'm here to serve the community. I love my community. Everybody was willing to do this. Everybody was willing to do that. And all of a sudden, now we're in the 80s. The snow is melted, and the sun's out. Now you don't see all those Facebook posts and Instagram posts and all that type stuff that was on there during the winter storm. So why does it take? Let me ask you this. Maybe you tell me. Maybe I don't know. Why does it have to take a tragedy for the community to come together?
In my opinion, I think a big part of that is if you don't see it, you don't think it's happening. If you don't see it, if it's not publicized, if you're not telling me that you're going through a situation, it's not happening, so you're good. There's no reason for me to reach out to you. You got it. You'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Until you see them in dire need, then you want to reach out. It's too late, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you the truth. It was people that didn't have power or electricity or water prior to the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm. It's every day.
Every day. It was people who didn't have power, water, or food prior to the snowstorm, and then the snowstorm just made it worse, and now everybody comes out the woodworks. But look, there's people that deal with no water every day. There's people that deal with no power every day. There's people that deal with no food every day. When it's cold, when the temperature dropped down to 39 degrees last night, there's somebody who didn't have heat before then, and now we're talking about when the temperature dropped down like 12 degrees, it was people that didn't have power even before the snowstorm came.
But their struggles don't matter. That's what it seems
right.
like.
Exactly. Until it hits a person's front door,
mm-hmm.
that's when it matters.
Yep.
That's when it matters.
It shouldn't be that way.
Right. And we got to do better. And I'm just so excited about a step together, by you know a step together being an organization that it is, and then being a young woman with your thought process who can relate with the kids' feelings by going to a foster child. You can relate to that now, and I'm sure you're not the only one, but by having an organization that focuses on foster families and foster children, you can go to a child and you can get on their level. Why? Because you know.
I've been there.
You've been there. You can talk to them.
Mm-hmm. I know the pain. I know the tears. I know the emptiness. You can relate to someone a little bit different when you've actually experienced what they're going through.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what makes a step together so unique. By you being so young. Now, look, I don't want to keep saying like you young, nothing like that, but you are young. You know, you under 30. I ain't saying you no baby or nothing like that, but you are young. But you can relate to those kids, and you can relate to the smaller ones, and you can even relate to the teens too. Now, have you ever seen children that are teenagers, 13, 14, 15 years old, have you had that experience yet?
I actually will start mentoring a 17-year-old, if I'm not mistaken, within the next week or so. So that would be my first time. But I have a younger brother, and, you know, we grew up in the family with my biological parents. So, you know, we keep in touch, and I help him through that and his depression. So, yeah, yes and no.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate you, man, everything you do. So, again, hey, tell everybody where they can find out more about A Step Together.
Yes, it's at www.astepttogether.com, and on Facebook, the handle tag is A Step Together, simple, you know, so everybody can easily find it, and you can message me on any one of those platforms, and if you have any questions, I can feel free to answer them for you.
Definitely. So go to A Step Together, ladies and gentlemen, steptogether.com.
You go, girl.
Again, like I said, there's a little donate tab there, y'all. So there's a little donate tab. Click on that donate tab. I think somebody just came on here. I ain't going to call their name. They said they just donated, so you should have something.
Yes.
So
thank you.
So look, go to steptogether.com. Check them out. Look for Paula Chambers, man. Look, go donate, help out, Step Together. You know, they need things, you know, diapers, clothes, personal hygiene stuff. And real quick before we go, what's some of the events that you have coming up?
Actually, on June 12th, it's a kickstart into summer. It's like a little, not a carnival, but a little community gathering. We'll have vendors, we'll have food, we'll have rides, face paint, everything for the family. So bring the family out, just have some fun.
Okay. You owe me something about that day too, don't you?
Yes.
I think you said yes. I think you. at least you told me you did anyway. But it's all good. Yeah. Whenever you get it to me, we'll be excited to be here. So again, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate y'all riding with us on tonight. Real talk. We have Ms. Charla Chambers, founder, executive director of A Step Together, which is a foundation that helps foster children. So, hey, Charla, we appreciate you. And, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we thank y'all for riding with us. We appreciate you for joining us. Hey, if you're with us now or you're with us tomorrow, whatever day, hey, share this. And, look, hey, join in Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, our Friday night service, 7:30 p.m. Central. We're going to be doing it live on Facebook. And definitely, I want to send a big shout-out to Daily Gospel Network for all they're doing for Light Hope Fellowship Ministry. So, look, we appreciate you, Charla. I thank you. You always know I'm here.
Thank you.
You always know that I got you. I'm here to mentor you, whatever you got to be. So, hey, if you need me, check me out. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's your brother, your cousin, your nephew. Hey, this is Pastor Byron Sago with Real Talk, and we'll see you when we see you. One love.
Thank you.
In spite of catastrophe, he comforts in tragedy. No, I don't care what they might try. Pestilence dark like the night sky. Bullets and arrows that might fly, threatening thousands at my side. For they shall not come nigh to me. Holy Spirit outside and inside of me. Sheltered up in the Most High, I become.
Central Texas.